pray with me this morning. Father God, the knowledge that you are always with us, will never abandon us, and will pray for us is truly too wonderful for us to comprehend. We can only thank you for your presence and ask to clearly hear your word that guides, instructs, encourages, and forms us. Amen. Our scripture this morning is Jesus walks on water. And can I ask, did anybody read the blurb that came out in the newsletter this week on Facebook or by email? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or so. Good. Well, this is going to be a review then for you today. And I will expound on it a little bit. Hear the word of the Lord. Matthew 14:22-33, and I'm using NIV. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were afraid. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, crying, "Lord, save me!" Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down, and those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The word of the Lord. Before I start, I want to give credit to the writers of the Book of Common Worship and also to Jill Duffield of Presbyterian Outlook in Richmond for portions of the liturgy used today. Walk a mile in my Reeboks. Title of the message today, of course, comes from the Native American saying, "Walk a mile in my moccasins," meaning don't judge me until you know who I am. The Bible teaches us not to judge at all. It's not our job. It's easier said than done. The disciples are in the boat late at night when they see what they believe is a ghost. They're afraid. Don't you think they knew Jesus' voice? We've heard about doubting Thomas, but this reads like they all doubted it was Jesus. Should we judge Peter and the others for being afraid, for not trusting? Walk a mile in their sandals. When was the last time you were afraid? When was the last time you didn't trust somebody? Whom do you trust? Your friends? Your neighbors? The sheriff's department? State police? The government? Initially, my motivation for this message came from a man nicknamed Twitch. Now, Twitch is the DJ on the Ellen Show. Now, I don't normally watch Ellen, but Dr. Oz that day was a rerun, so I turned on Channel 3. I mean, you know, everything's a rerun now. I was waiting for the 5 o'clock news. Well, Ellen was asking Twitch about being black. Now, stay with me. How much do you know about being red or yellow, black or brown or white? White, we know. Well, he talked about the many things that are consequences of not being white. I won't go into them, but one thing that he said stood out and really still bothers me today. As parents, one of your responsibilities is to protect your children, right? That's your job. I've seen parents waiting for the school bus to pick up their children. If we lived in the city, we might walk a child to or from school. Well, with all that's been happening lately, Twitch didn't feel safe walking down the street by himself, even in his own neighborhood. A black man alone, he was afraid. His solution was to take one of his children with him for protection. Now let that sink in. I can't get it out of my mind that an adult felt the need to use, and I use that word, use, reluctantly, to use his child to feel safe just walking down the street that day. He doesn't trust anyone because of the color of his skin and how he might be perceived and treated or mistreated. Friends, this is wrong. Walk a mile in his shoes. I don't know what it's like to grow up any color other than white. I do know what it's like to be a woman. In some people's eyes, we're still women, second-class citizens. Ever heard of the glass ceiling? Have you ever played golf? I used to play a lot. Tuesday was Ladies' Day. That's when the women were tolerated at the club. If we played on Saturday, oh no, that's when the men played. We were told to go home and bake a cake. You don't belong out here. One Saturday, I was playing with three other women. We were putting on the 10th green at Ingleside. When a golf ball rolled up on the green and came close to hitting one of the players. Common courtesy dictates when you hit an errant shot, you may put someone in danger. You trust that you will yell four to alert the other players. Well, nothing had been said. Course was full. We weren't holding anybody up. We were just playing our normal game, keeping up with a group in front of us. Well, this group of men behind us had been hitting into us all day, implying we were playing too slow. That's when I lost my temper. I stepped up to protect my foursome. I picked up his ball, took my driver out of the bag, moved to the fringe, teed up his ball, and hit it back at him. One of the best shots I'd hit all day. Well, he got the message, and he apologized when he caught up to us at the snack bar on the next tee. By the way, nice person that I am, I left a tee stuck in the ground on the green where his ball was. I mean, he did hit a good shot. Walk a mile in my foot joys. Ever heard of presbyopia? Has nothing to do with being Presbyterian. Has to do with doing this. Get to the point where your eyes don't work. My solution was readers from Dollar Tree. I had just finished shopping and was loading my purchases in the back seat of the car when another car pulled up next to me. I heard the door slam shut. Man was mumbling something and appeared quite agitated. I finally realized he was accusing me of dinging his car. Excuse me? You dinged my car. No. I heard it. I believe you're mistaken. No, I'm not. I think you should put yourself in time out. Turning, I opened my car door. It was then that he realized that the door to my car was at least a foot away from his car. Well, he hemmed and hawed and finally reluctantly admitted he was wrong. To break the tension, I pointed to the Marine sticker on the back of his car. Yes, he had served. I thanked him and mentioned my brother had served in the Army. He was in town visiting family for a funeral. Like some families, he got into a disagreement with a cousin and stormed out of the house. Lucky me. Well, we talked a little bit longer, and I put my hand out to thank him for his service. He took it. I could see he was still hurting. So I asked him, "Can I give you a hug?" He nodded. We hugged like long-lost friends. I could feel the tension leave his body. Walk a mile in a stranger's shoes. And it's funny, this week on Facebook from Stewartstraff Farm Market, I saw this. Don't treat people as bad as they are. Treat people as good as you are. Okay, back to Jesus. A lot had been happening in Matthew 14 before we even get to walking on water. John the Baptist was murdered. Jesus fed the 5,000 and dismissed the disciples to sail the boat across the lake with, "See you later," when he went up on the mountain to pray and recharge his batteries. Early the next morning, things get interesting. Jesus walks out to the boat, called to them and told them, "Don't be afraid." Well, we already know they were terrified. Peter, still not sure, stepped up and asked Jesus to call to him to get out of the boat. They were unsure that it was Jesus. For some reason, I always miss that part. So Jesus called to Peter. Peter got out of the boat. You know, I thought it was interesting. I was reading different versions of the Bible, and one version said, Peter jumped out of the boat. Can you imagine? Would you jump out of the boat? Or would you cautiously put one toe in at a time to see if it's going to work? Well, who are we to judge? Peter walked to Jesus, and then he lost his focus. He didn't trust himself. He began to sink. "Jesus, help me, I'm sinking." And Jesus reached out his hand and pulled Peter up. "Oh, ye of little faith." Well, they walked back to the boat, and the disciples are in awe and said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." All this time with Jesus, had they really doubted? And what about Peter? No high fives? No thank you for stepping up when they were afraid? No way to go, big guy? Walk a mile in Peter's sandals. Trust. Get out of the boat. Focus. I trust that God has an organist for us. I need to focus on helping the personnel committee find the right person to replace our beloved, unique Sarah Ann. Personally, I'm frustrated. I love being out here in this space. But I miss the music and the organ. By the way, we've had 3 applicants. One from Utah, one from Seattle, Washington, and one from Ghana in Africa. Walk a mile in my Reeboks. I also trust that the PNC committee members are focused on finding our next minister. Walk a mile in Derek's boots. The following was written by Nancy Meehan Yao, our associate presbyter. And I read, "I think God is opening new doors to us in the midst of pandemic and social change. Opening doors to new ways to be the church. New, spirit-filled ways to be the body of Christ together even when we are not in the same physical space. New ways to turn from old ways based on privilege to ways of being the church based on Jesus' life and good news. Perhaps we can look at this time, this in-between time, as a time to learn new ways, a time to grow into what God is calling us to be. In the future, God has already gone ahead to prepare. Blessings, Nancy. So what do? Always start with prayer. Trust God. Step up. Do something. Anything. Stay focused. How about we show kindness to everyone? Of all the things you can be kind. Treat each other with respect and dignity. Stop the hate. Agree to disagree. Listen to one another. God gave us 2 eyes, 2 ears, and 1 mouth for a reason. Be a part of the solution. You know, each of us has our own stories. Sometimes we might think that we're all the same. White, middle-class Virginians. Nevertheless, we each have a story to tell or not tell. Friends, can we try to be more tolerant of others, more caring, loving, and understanding? Maybe you can help a neighbor or even a complete stranger. Walk a mile. Pray with me. In your mercy, Lord, if needed, change what we are and shape us into the people you call us to be. Amen.